Good morning.
Good morning.
On this first Sunday of December, we are still in the Advent season, looking forward to Christmas, second day of Advent Sunday. Thanks for joining here and also online to worship together. God has given us one more day to live in this world and also one more Sunday to worship together. As people of God, we are given the privilege of going to God and worship Him and adore Him and also pray to Him. As we celebrate the season of Christmas, let us be reminded of the fact that God gave His ultimate gift through His Son, Jesus Christ, as the gift for the world. And He came with peace, love, hope, joy, and love. And we celebrate each one every Sunday. Today is the Sunday of peace, that we will light a candle for peace. Last Sunday we lit the candle of hope. And today is the Sunday of peace. And next Sunday will be candle of joy that we'll be lighting. And then the last Sunday, fourth Sunday, will be love that we celebrate. That's how the four Sundays in Advent goes. Hope, peace, joy, and love. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. If you can turn with me to that page. Our food bank ministry, particularly during this Christmas season, we take special collection for helping two families that we have identified in our community that needs help with food and clothing and rent. So please donate in cash or in kind. Many of you have donated already. And also we have 12 children that we need to give gifts in various ways. So I have a list at the back, the blue list, if you want to sponsor a child, put your name on next to that child and put it in the offering plate so we know that somebody is covered. Or you can put donation to that child and still put your name there with the donation. Our food bank ministry, as I told you, we are collecting in cash or in kind. That will also help many of the needy people in our communities at this time. And my books also are available for sale for $10. That will go also to our mission work of this church. Our third Thursday luncheon will be on December 18th, Thursday at 1 p.m. All are welcome at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. for time of lunch and fellowship together. I've already mentioned about the holiday donations. Today, December 7th, we will be having combined communion service with the Hispanic ministry folks. And we'll have the Lord's Table celebration. All are invited to the table. We are planning on the Christmas service on December 21st, the Sunday just before Christmas. We'll have a combined service with the Hispanic ministry, practicing some special songs. And also they will be having some special songs from the children. And we'll be distributing the various gifts for the children during that time of service on the 21st. And we decided to do the luncheon also on that Sunday. I will add that on December 21st, not the last Sunday. We'll do the monthly lunch on December 21st. Then we'll go to Christmas week. And December 24th is the Christmas Eve. We usually have a service depending on how many people can come. So I just wanted to know, get an idea of how many people are going to be here, and we can plan on that on Christmas Eve. That's a Wednesday, so if we do it, let's do it at 6 o'clock. Is that too late? Or we want to do it earlier? So let me know whoever is coming, depending on, we'll play by the ear as we go, get closer. And we are looking forward to the new year. The first Sunday of new year is January 4th. I don't know. Time flies so fast that we are going to step into the new year if God allows us to be there in 2026. So let us reflect on our lives during this time for the closing of the year and prepare for the new year with a new dedication and new commitment for the kingdom of God and His love in this world. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us to do in this community faithfully, to serve the people who are in need. We take our donations on our website. Please use as much as you can. We can, or various electronic ways you can pay. Those are the announcements that I have for today. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as your children, to worship you and adore you. As we celebrate the season of Advent that unfolds the past, the present, and the future, a Messiah who came into history, a Messiah who is living in our hearts today, and also a Messiah who is coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us, Lord, to remember the love that you have shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that you came into this world even when we were yet sinners, so that you can redeem us and rejoin us as part of the kingdom of God. We thank you for your amazing grace that you have shown to us, Lord. As we live out our lives in this world, help us to remember the love that you have shown to us, that you be shared with other people, between each other, and hold on to each other, lift each other up, and wait for the second coming of the Christ as we observe this season. Thank you again for this time that you have given us, Lord, to worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. In our singing we do, in our prayers we make, and the meditation of the word, and the holy communion that we partake today, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. May your name be lifted up and glorified in our midst and in heaven above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So fellowship time now. If you are able, you can get up and greet each other in Christian love. Yeah. Good morning. Hi, sweetheart. Yeah. Christmas, huh? Come on, Valerie. Good morning. the prayer of peace that requires after the gesture of prayer of peace. Read it loud.
Page 234, we're going to sing, if you can stand, please, verses 1 and 3.
So you'll have to skip through the second verse, Jace.
Be seated. We'll light the candle of peace today. And also we'll have a prayer of peace after we light the candle. Norman will come up and light the candle now for peace. Sharon will be with the prayer.
Prayer for peace. God of heaven, at the first Christmas your angel announced, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace and goodwill to all the people on earth." Thank you for the peace your Son Jesus promised, not as the world gives, but willing, deep, lasting and abiding peace. Thank you for that. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord of peace himself give us peace at all times and in every way. Grant that we may live at peace with everyone, making every effort to do what leads to peace. So let the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, and the peace of Christ rule in our hearts now and forevermore. Amen.
Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 121. Mm-hmm. And before that, it is verses 1 through 8. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. It's on page 844. It will be also on the screen.
Please stand if you're able.
Please stand if you're able.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, the one who keeps Israel will never slumber.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord will shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil, and will keep your life.
The Lord will keep you going out and your coming in from this time forward and forevermore.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now, where we share our prayers of blessings and thanks, give thanks to God, and also it's our time to share our prayers of burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns. The back page, there are boxes that you can see our regular prayer requests listed there. Quickly go over that. Some new additions that we have to add back in our prayer requests. I was told that Lisa's mom, Pam, has a broken foot, so we need to keep her in our prayers again, so I will add her name back in. And Yoli and Liliana went on a cruise, and this time they came back with one in good shape, the other is not so in good shape. Last time they came both back in bad shape, so now at least half of it is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoli's in the hospital with a blood clot. I hope it is not that bad in her lungs. So please remember her in our prayers. Has anybody talked to her after she was in the hospital? No, nobody could talk.
She just went in yesterday.
So oh, she went yesterday.
Yeah, she might not
know. Okay. And also... daughter, okay. So we'll keep her in our prayers if we talk to him. Okay. And Lisa, I wanted to add Melissa Pilcher to our prayer list for some personal problems that they are going through. Please remember her in our prayers and her family. And also people who are looking for healing, Jeff Whitman, Sean and Amy Conway, and Ruth Thompson, please remember them in our prayers on a regular basis for healing. And continue to pray for God's healing hand to be with Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clemens, Jerry Raines, and many others that we know that need our prayers for their bodily wellness. So let us keep them in our prayers. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, and many, many others, construction people, farmers, that they work behind the scenes, day and night, and we are not aware of it. We get everything on our table in our grocery stores, and we walk in there, things are there. It is because of those people who work behind the scenes. So let us be thankful for their services, and let us pray for them during this time, and take some extra time to give to them with whatever resources that you have, say thank you to them and also keep them and their families in our prayers. Pray for our nation, our leaders, president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. So let us keep them in our prayers that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and right decisions that they make. So also pray for world leaders that they will fear God when they make decisions and will bring peace to this world, especially remember the people who are affected by the wars in many parts of the world, that God will bring peace, everlasting peace, that He gave and He promised that He will bring those peace to that peace to those areas that are affected by these wars. Let's pray for our church and be thankful for the opportunity that God has given us in this community to serve Him and also serve God's people in this community who are in need. So let us be thankful for that, and also pray for our church, and pray for all of our churches in this area, pastors and leaders, and all the works that they are doing. And also pray for the Hispanic folks, Hispanic ministry here, that they will also be encouraged and empowered by God's Spirit during this time of holiday season. Pray for the world church at large and missionaries and many others who work in God's kingdom's, God's vineyard, doing his work in many difficult parts of the world. Let's remember them in our prayers, and also those who are being persecuted for their faith, that God will strengthen them in their power of faith. And also pray for those, the persecutors, that they will change their hearts and minds, and God can change anybody's hearts. So let us remember them in our prayers as well. Those are the prayer requests that I have, regular prayer requests. Anybody have any special calls?
I talked to Dan first, and Harry's supposed to be coming home at the hospital.
Okay.
As soon as they move to a big apartment.
So they're not moving down anytime soon?
They're not moving here.
All right.
They had snow by their feet.
Okay.
But they were moving there. They was moving to.
Okay, new apartment. Okay, Jan and Harry, good to see you. Hear that Harry is back from the hospital, so they will have to stay back in New York some more time, I guess. They were planning to move down to Georgia this month, but that's when Harry fell again. So please remember them in our prayers as well. And I'm glad that the Howell family is back to normal, I hope.
We're much better since Georgia won. We probably should pray for the Alabama fans. I know they hurt. And they need.
They need the prayers. We'll pray for you, for yours. All right. So thanks be to God for that. If there are no other special prayer requests, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, no need is so great that God cannot meet it. No burden is too heavy that God cannot carry it. May my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children with our prayers of thanksgiving and prayers of burdens and concerns. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord, even when we have been unfaithful. You have been faithful to us, O God. Thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings you give us, the good health and strength in our bodies that we enjoy, and to be able to meet together here and also online to worship together also. Above all, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you have given us more than we could ever deserve, the greatest gift that we could ever desire for, Lord. We thank you for loving us so much that you send your Son, that whoever believes in him have eternal life. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day and keeping us safe. We come before you as broken people in many different ways, O God, with our burdens and concerns. Many of us are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirits. The scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, God, you are the friend that we can come to. When we go through life's sorrows and grief, Lord, you are the comfort and you are the peace that fills us in our hearts. You are the source of all true healing, O God, when we are sick. And we lift up our dear ones who are sick into your hands, O God, your healing hands at this time. Especially as we named Yoli, who is in the hospital. Be with her, Lord, during this time. Strengthen her body and her spirit and faith. We pray for her healing and pray for her family members also. Above all, for peace for her and her families. So that she can go home and recover sooner, that we can worship together again. We thank you for a good time that you've given Liliana and Yoli together for the vacation. We pray for Pam's mother again, Lisa's mom, Pam, again. Bless her, Lord, with your healing hand. Touch her with your healing hand during this time. Heal her from whatever brokenness that she has. Strengthen her in her faith and encourage her and empower her with your power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for Melissa Pilcher, whatever she's going through in her life. You know her needs more than anybody else. Bless her with your peace and give her whatever resources that she needs at this time. We pray for her and her children and all her family members. We pray for our dear ones who have been looking to you for healing, especially Jean McPrayer and Grace Haynes, Harry Bezor, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines, Jeff Whitman, Sean and Amy Conway, Ruth Thompson, and many others that you have named and not named. Bless them with your healing, O God. Above all, we pray that your will be done on their lives so that they will understand that God is with them, that your comforting presence will carry them through in these situations. We pray that you'll strengthen them in their faith and fill them with your peace. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis, Lord. We are thankful for their services. Continue to be with them, God. Bless them with your peace during this time and safety and for their families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many, many others who make decisions that affect our daily lives. We pray that you will give them the wisdom from above, that they will do the right thing and make the right decisions. We pray for world leaders, and when they make decisions, that they will fear God and bring peace to this world through their decisions also. We thank you for our church and this community to do your work and your service here to the people who are in need. Help us, Lord, to be your arm and your feet wherever you send us and wherever you place us. During this time that you have given us in this community, the opportunities that you give us, Lord, help us to be faithful in serving others so that we can share your love with other people. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. As we prepare for the Holy Communion at the Lord's table, we partake. We also remember the Hispanic ministry in your hands. And we lift them up into your hands, O God, and strengthen them that they can also grow and be a service, a shining light in this community to serve others, O God. We thank you again for your grace today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit in our communion that we partake in the meditation of the word that will bless us according to our heart's needs and desires, Lord. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Rise for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, Amen.
Father, thank you again for this beautiful day, for all of us to gather here together and worship you. And we just pray that you bless this offering and multiply this offering to be a blessing to the community. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which today comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 16 through 25. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there are 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us through your Son Jesus Christ, who is the living word, came to this world in flesh and blood so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives personally. We thank you for this time that you have given us to meditate on it. Open our hearts, O God, so that we can receive our hearts in humility and obedience. And also illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear, Lord. Speak to me and speak through me, that your name be lifted up and glorified in all the messages that we hear today. And let your name be glorified. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Amen. As I have reminded you before, Christmas season or the Advent season, that we celebrate 4 Sundays before Christmas. We celebrate various aspects of Christian faith, hope, peace, joy and love during these 4 Sundays before Christmas, and we call this Advent season. The word Advent is a word that has meaning saying that it is expectation, that we wait for the longing and waiting for something to happen. And we know that it is the happening of the birth of the Messiah. So that's what Advent means, expectation, expectant waiting. That's what it means. So as we celebrate this season, we will go through the story of Christmas in various different ways that will bring the messages of hope, peace, joy and love to us. Today, as we read the scripture, Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, Matthew is one of the gospel writers who describes in detail the birth of Jesus Christ in this world. And Luke is another one. So Matthew and Luke are the two gospels that we see some detailed explanation and description of Jesus' birth in this world. Mark and John does not have a long description of how these things took place. They just go straight jumping into the ministry of Jesus in their gospels. So we'll go through some of the stories behind the Christmas, first Christmas. And Matthew chapter 1, I don't know how many of you have read it, the first 15 verses that I skipped is about a genealogy. From Adam all the way down, who's father is who and all of that stuff is very boring. So many people don't read it. And I also chose not to read it. If you want, you can. I can read it for you. But you don't want it now. You can go home and read it.
Yeah.
And then it says all those names of people with all generations. But I left out the last two verses that it closes and says the Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called Messiah. So thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. So historically, Matthew is describing the historical significance of the coming of Jesus, because he's mostly writing this to a Jewish audience. So they can understand what this genealogy means and how does that relate to their faith. And they are Abraham's descendants. So he tells them that from Abraham to David, there were 14 generations, and from David to the exile to Babylon, it is 14, and from there, then 14 generations after that, Jesus Christ came. And then he's talking about how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was blessed to married to Joseph, but before they came together, he was found pregnant through the Holy Spirit. We know all those stories. And the amazing thing about Christmas that we celebrate today is about peace. Peace Sunday. But when Jesus was born into this world, there was nothing but chaos. There was no peace anywhere. And the Jewish people were ruled by the Romans at the time. They were taxing them to really very, very high level, like 60 to 70% of their income were taken by the Roman government. And whatever was left over was taken by these brokers who takes the tax collectors. And Matthew was one of them. Because they hire these brokers, tax collectors, the government hires them. So the more they collect, the more they get the commission on it. So they were having a very hard time keeping their income and enjoying their lives. Even though they work hard, they have only very little left, 20 or 30% left. Can you imagine that? Even with the 30% tax that we are complaining a lot.
Yeah.
But think about what we have, 30 only left and 70 goes to the government. And we don't want to be there now, right? So we need the right folks in government, because we'll be there one day if we let it go. So be careful with that. And that is very disturbing situation. People started to revolt and there was chaos everywhere. They were looking for a redeemer. They were looking for a savior to come and save them from this Roman oppression so they can live their life joyfully and peacefully. And that's what they're waiting for and praying for. And they knew the prophet said that Messiah will come one day and will deliver them from the bondages that they are going through. And that is when Jesus was born. So it was a very tumultuous time without any peace in anywhere in the society or in the country or for the Jewish people. And then the people who were involved in the story of Christmas, Mary and Joseph, they didn't have any peace either, did they? You would assume that the Prince of Peace will come to a person like Mary, but her life was turned upside down. And she was an innocent little girl living in a remote village somewhere. Nobody knew about her. But all of a sudden, the angel appears to her and says, hey, you are going to give birth to the Savior. You can see how her life can be turned upside down. And I would think there was no peace for her or her family at that time. And then how about Joseph? Joseph was visited by the angel and said, hey, you are betrothed to this girl and she's pregnant now. I would just run my life off of it if I find out like that. And he probably lost his sleep. And that's why he was lying awake at night when the angel came. Joseph, don't worry. You know, be at peace. God has a plan behind this for everything. So when we understand his name, that the angel told Joseph that the child that Mary is bearing will be called Emmanuel, God with us. So that is what they were called. But we don't see Jesus called by the name Emmanuel by anybody. Jesus was called Jesus of Nazareth. So what does Emmanuel mean? Emmanuel means God is with us. God with us. That's what the Holy Spirit told Joseph at that time. They will call him the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So you will name him Jesus, who will save his people from sins, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. So Emmanuel is not a name. Emmanuel, a lot of people take it as a name now, right? There are people who are named Emmanuel. But Emmanuel is a positional name, like Messiah. It's not, Jesus' name is Jesus, who will save the people from their sins. That's what it means. So he was never called Emmanuel because it's a positional name, just like Messiah. Emmanuel, God is with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel has told him to do and took Mary home as his wife. So in all these situations of chaos, in the personal lives of Mary and Joseph and their family lives, all their families probably got upside down because of these situations. And all the social setup around them were in chaos because of the oppression of the Roman rulers. And there was no peace anywhere in people's lives or in social society. That's the time when Jesus came. He came as the Prince of Peace, according to what the prophet says. And that's what exactly they needed at that time. And we can also relate to our time with the same thing today. Our world needs peace more than ever.
Amen.
And our society needs peace more than ever.
Yes.
Our country needs peace more than ever. Mm-hmm. And how about our churches? Our churches need peace too.
Yes.
The only way you can get peace is to understand what peace means. A lot of times we think that peace is the absence of trouble. It is not. We think that peace comes from outside. That's why we are mistaken by that. The peace does not depend on your circumstances. Peace is an internal experience. It has to come from inside out. If you don't find that peace inside, you will never find peace outside, because outside is always chaos. And if you try to experience the peace from outside, and you think that when all these problems are over, all my back pains and my headaches are over, I will have peace. Never get peace if I wait for that. Because we don't know what tomorrow brings, right?
Amen.
You went for a good time.
Yes. Right? Yes, yes.
It happens. World is like that. The world can only give chaos. Because of the sin that entered into this world, that God made everything perfect for us to live peacefully, sin entered. And sin contaminated our souls and our bodies, that is pervading everywhere in our society. So you cannot look for peace in this world. And the world cannot give you peace. The peace has to come from inside.
Yes.
And also we need to understand that peace is not just the happenings of our lives. It is a person. The person of Jesus is the peace himself. That we have him in our lives, then we can experience the peace. Peace comes from God, and peace comes from God through Jesus Christ. So that is the promise of Emmanuel means to us today. God with us means peace lives with us, in us, so that we can be the source of peace to this world. Without Christians today, there is not going to be any peace. Can you imagine that? I always thank God for Jesus Christ. One main point, because there is the Jewish religion, the big religion, the ancient religion, and then there's the opposite of extremist Islam. Do you think they will ever find peace?
No.
They will never going to find peace. And all the problems in this world now is centered around this conflict between Islam and Jewish people for a piece of land. If that is settled, they will find something else to fight for. But as Christians, we are in the middle. Because God placed us in the middle to be peacemakers between these two. Isn't it an accident? It is not. That is why Jesus came. And that's what we are here as people of Jesus, to bring peace to this world. And we ought to be in the middle of all the conflicts that in this world, that the world faces. That we are agents of peace for God's kingdom in this world. So this time of Advent that celebrate peace, remember that peace is a person in Jesus Christ, who can bring lasting peace to this world. Peace does not come when storms end. Peace comes when God and God's people step in. If anything can go wrong in this world, it will go wrong. Believe me, that's what the world is. That's what chaos means. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And that uncertainty is always looming in front of us. Not even tomorrow, next minute, we don't know what's going to happen. That uncertainty brings us to the situation of not having any peace. Because sometimes we give up, thinking that all these problems that are surrounding us are going to kill us. Sometimes we give up. I think I told you the story of a signal man in the railway who applied for a job as a signal man, and he had an interview. And they were asking questions in the interview one after the other. What would you do if you noticed that two trains were coming together towards each other and in the same track? What are you going to do? He said, I will run over and signal the drivers. And then they put another question, how about the signal that doesn't work? Then he said, well, I will call the guard on duty and ask him to do the signaling. Well, when you call the guard, he was not there or he was not available. What do you do? So they started putting one after the other blocks of questions to block him from answering him. And then he said, I'll try to reroute the train. And then they said, well, if the rerouting switch didn't work, what do you do? And finally, he gave up. He said, I will run back to my home and ask all them to come out. I said, why do you do that? He said, because they have never seen a train crash in their lives. We give up. Sometimes that happens. All these things are around us. We don't know what to do. Yeah. One after the other, no answers to any questions. When you settle one, something else pops up. When you fix the car, the roof leaks. When the roof is fixed, the washing machine breaks. I mean, you tell me. I don't have to tell you, right? One thing or the other. And I don't have to tell you about breaking our bodies. Many of you have new parts in your bodies more than in your old parts anyway. So that's how our life is, the chaos. The chaos building up against us. And sometimes we try to give up. But this is not the time to give up. As people of God, God has given us hope of peace in this world through Jesus Christ. He sent his son to this world just because you and I are going to be here. He knew that. The world says that he chose us even before the foundation of the world. Every one of us has been listed in God's list of children even before he created the world. And that is the great promise. That's why he sent his son Jesus Christ to this world to die for us. So how much valuable are we as Christians in this world today? We have a great, great responsibility to be peacemakers. And this is the time to do it. So it's not time to sit down and say, it's not my job. It is our job. Because God wants us to share that peace that we have in our lives with other people. We may get hurt. We may lose some peace in the meantime. But God says he will be in the middle of that chaos in that situation. So the chaos will come there. The chaos will be there. But God is in the midst of those chaos. And I have told you all of these things before. It is not about peace from outside. It is from the peace inside, the presence of God in the midst of this chaos. People who were in the storm, the disciples who were in the storm, in the boat going through a storm, and they were afraid that they were going to die, will die in that storm. But Jesus walked in the middle of the storm at night and comforted them and rescued them. Daniel was put in the lion's den, and he thought his life was going to be over. Many people thought his life was going to be over. But there was God's presence in the midst of the lions that closed the lion's mouth. our God is a greater God than any lions in this world. And I preached the sermon a couple of Sundays ago, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is outside.
Amen.
So no lion can touch you. The almighty and powerful God will be there in the midst of the lions that are going to attack us. And we talked about the faith of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three young children who were put into the fiery flames by the king Nebuchadnezzar. And we know the story in the book of Daniel. And they were put in the fiery furnace for their faith. They thought their life was going to be over. The people who carried them to the fire were burnt even before they got to the furnace. But the children of God, the Spirit of God protected them. And when they were in the fire, they were walking around. I'm sure they were singing. And the king was amazed. There was a fourth person walking with them. And who was that? And the king himself was saying, he looks like the Son of God. Where did he get that from? The Nebuchadnezzar king, who were against the Jewish people at that time, and he did not like the Jewish God. But he said, he looks like the Son of God.
Yes.
And they asked all those people to be rescued from that, and there was three people coming out. And that is what I'm saying. The peace is not our rescue from the fire, but rescue in the fire. God's presence will be in the fire with us. That's all we need. So when we pray, it is good to pray, Lord, save me from this fire. But rather, I would like to pray more like this, Lord, save me in the fire. Even if I have to go through the fiery situations, even if I have to be among the lions that are around me, I know your presence will save me. That's all we need. When we go through situations of chaos and confusion and doubts and pain, suffering and loss and griefs, and many of you know what loneliness means, God is in the midst of all of these things. And he is with us as close as a breath. Hold on to that hope. Hold on to that expectation of the Advent season today, that he has promised to be with us in the midst of our chaos, in the midst of our sufferings and griefs and pains. He is a God who never abandons us nor forsake us.
Yes.
That's his promise. So let us hold on to that peace today and share that peace with other people in this world who need it. The Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, come to God. And the peace of God that will pass all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May that peace guard your hearts and minds today and every day of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Communion worship order is on that laminated sheet on your pews. You can find that. As we expect to join with the Hispanic ministry here. Let us affirm our faith by affirming our faith by reading the Nicene Creed. This was the creed our forefathers in 325 AD formulated this prayer as the foundation of our faith, that we affirm even now, after thousands of years. So let us affirm our faith. It is on page 80, if you want to follow that, or it is on the screen also. So let us pray that together, affirming our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and maker of all things visible and invisible. And I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Son of God, born of the Father before all the ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one substance with the Father. Through him all things were made. Amen. He came down heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. Amen. If you can follow this laminated sheets. Christ our Lord invites his people, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Yes, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You send your Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to die for us, so that we could become your children, the blameless Lamb of God, who came and sacrificed himself on the cross of Calvary. As we remember the birth and we spend this time in expectation of Advent season. Remind us, O God, the love that you have shown to us through your Son. So with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in your mighty acts, in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. It's an open table that we celebrate here today. All are invited, regardless of her age, gender, or church relationship. All are invited to this table that we can share the Lord's table together, and come as the ushers guide you. Let us give thanks to God and let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for this holy mystery of the Lord's table that you have instituted us, in which you have given yourself to us. You came to this world as Emmanuel, God with us, so that we can experience the power of peace in our lives every day. Grant that we may go into all the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta mañana por ser nuestro Dios. Gracias por este hermoso tiempo que usted nos permite, mi Dios, tomar su Santa Cena y recordar que un día, mi Dios, la tomaremos una vez más en el cielo con usted. Gracias por esta hermosa iglesia en la cual podemos compartir el mismo sentimiento, el mismo deseo, mi Dios. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Our closing hymn is "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." It's a very meaningful song. When peace shall come o'er over the earth, its ancient splendors fling. Rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. So let us experience that peace in our lives as we sing this song. It is on 218 if you want to follow the music. It's also on the screen. "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." Please stand if you are able.
Glorious song of old, from ages.
bend our hovering wing. And ever roars its famous sound, the blessed angels sing. And kneel beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. But now for glad and golden hour, come swiftly on the wind. Oh, rest beside the weary Lord and hear the angels sing. For lonely days are hastening on by prophets seen of old. When will the ever circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall o'er all the earth its ancient splendor sling, and the homeward sounds and back the song which shall be.
People of God, go knowing that peace is not from the outside. Peace comes from the inside. Peace is a person of Jesus Christ, who is inside you, is greater than any problems outside in the world. So go in peace knowing that no matter what happens to you in our lives, God is there with us in the midst of our chaos. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.